This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Learning doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. And if you can get students that are not excited about school excited and make what you're doing fun, make it relevant to them, then they're going to catch on. They're going to have those aha moments.
Fighting for Idaho.
Some of the stuff we see in education on the news is on the negative side. For every negative article there is about funding and levies and what have you, there are great things that go on in every school and in every classroom, and there are a lot of teachers who put a lot of hard work into what they do.
Fighting for you.
Focuses on student learning. How are we as a teacher, as an educator, ensuring that kids are learning?
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Good morning!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning from Rolling Hills Charter School. Remember, they're having a test drive today with Kendall Ford, Kendall Cares. And you come by beginning at noon today, you take a test drive, and somehow that benefits the school. And we'll get some information on that as well. And, again, also they have an event called Jeans for the Troops coming up as well. And just some of the innovative programs in education here in the Treasure Valley. We're joined now at 580KIDO by Rachel Tracy. She's a parent. She has some young folks going here to Rolling Hills. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Thank you for you're probably used to getting up this early. You got the kids going, right? Yeah.
Yes,
all
very
right.
Much.
So as a young person who has children in the schools, we read so much about education today. What are your thoughts about education both here and throughout the Treasure Valley?
Well, we just moved to the Treasure Valley in August, so this is our first year at Rolling Hills. And we love it. We did some research before we moved and called the school, got on the waiting list, and luckily we were able to get here, and this has been the best decision for our children.
Now, where'd you move from?
Southern Idaho.
Southern Idaho.
Southern Idaho.
Yeah?
Yeah, from a little town out in Alamo.
Right. So now you're here, boy, the big city.
Yeah, yeah. One of the reasons why we chose Rolling Hills is because all of our children could be at the same school together, which is what they were used to.
Right.
We lived out in the middle of nowhere, so they were used to a small school.
Right.
And the class sizes are smaller.
That is good. Now, as a young mom, what do you want to see the return on your investment when you're talking about your kids going to school? What do you want to see when your kids come home? I'm sure your views reflect a lot of people listening at 580 KIDO. You're the consumer. What do you, you know, you want your kids doing homework and boost or...
Yes. One thing that I like at Rolling Hills is they do give the students a lot of homework. I shouldn't say a lot, but they do give them homework, but they say it shouldn't last more than an hour. So that way, here they're at school all day until 2:30, an hour homework, and then time to just relax. And most of the time, the homework doesn't even last an hour, but they come home, they do it, and then they get on with the rest of their day.
Right. So as someone who's working within the charter schools, how have you found this different from, let's say, a brick-and-mortar school?
There are so many differences with it. The teachers are more enthusiastic about teaching. They have different methods. The biggest that I have seen with my children is their self-confidence. This is a harbor-safe school, and so there really isn't room for bullying, and everyone keeps a pretty tight leash on how they treat one another, and that has been huge for my children. Moving to a new school, a lot of moving to a new area, a lot of times that can have a negative effect on them as a person, as well as their education and how they're learning, and my children have just excelled.
How do you like the area compared to where you moved from?
It's a change.
Wow. Yes, it's a change. Yeah, I know. You got the stoplights and all that. Yeah.
There's stoplights and there's more people than cattle. So,
sure.
But I love it. The weather is the best. You actually have all four seasons. So,
sure.
We love it. My kids love it.
Right.
And we love the school. We're renting right now and we're trying to find a house that's in this area.
Sure.
So we will not change our kids from this school.
You feel that passionately about the school your kids go to?
Oh, yes. Yes. I in Southern Idaho, I have been a paraeducator as well as a substitute teacher. So I've been in the classrooms.
Substitute teacher?
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
It was rough.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. But I've been in the classroom, so I've been able to see how different schools implement. And one of the things with Rolling Hills is the respect that the children have for the teachers.
Sure.
From the very beginning. And that's just not something that you find in, like you said, the brick-and-mortar schools.
Sure. One more question for you here, Rachel, at 580KIDO. What are your dreams for your children? I'm sure a lot of parents have the same hopes and aspirations. And believe it or not, this old curmudgeon, you know, we're having a touchy-feely moment here. What are your dreams for your kids?
My biggest dream for my kids is that they come away from in their education feeling like they have accomplished something, having self-esteem, and having the knowledge to go out in the world and take what they have learned out there so that way they have life experiences. One thing with Rolling Hills is that I'm very passionate about is that they do service learning. The fifth grade just did a fundraiser for the Diabetes Foundation. The second grade did a fundraiser for the Humane Society. And they get the children out in the community so they can see what the world is like, and they're not just in this little bubble, but the kids get to experience it. And for me, that is more important, for my kids to see different aspects of the world along with their education. So when they turn 18 and they graduate, they will be more prepared and more focused and more mature in their college education or their business ventures, whatever it may be.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming in. You handled this like an old pro.
Hey, thank you.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right, it is 11 after 7 at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning talking education, also talking about just this hearing on Capitol Hill and Lois Lerner. We'll get to that in a minute. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Also want to remind you, coming up, your cue to call is coming up very soon. When you hear that, be the 25th nationwide caller, and you'll win $1,000. All you have to do is keep it right here at 580KIDO. We'll also have the latest on this situation going on in Nigeria. And when you take a look at what's going on there, it is a stark reminder, my friends, that the world is not a good or safe or happy place.
We've already sent in a team to Nigeria. They've accepted our help, a combination of military, law enforcement, and other agencies who are going in, trying to identify where, in fact, these girls might be and to provide them help.
That was the President of the United States. Now, a lot of folks think that this is a political smokescreen, and it is very troubling when you have these terrorists that have kidnapped, 200 girls, 300 Christian girls, and are threatening to sell them. Now, is it the Nigerian government's problem, or is it the problem of the United States of America?
And so our first command and demand is to use all resources to bring the terrorist thug to justice.
That is Sheila Jackson Lee. Now at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is it up to us to bring these folks to justice?
Maybe there's even the consideration, I don't know if this is the case, but there should be a positive use of drones.
We go to Tom Munns at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Kevin. You know what I want for my kids most of all? I want my kids to have the freedom that my forefathers had.
You know what I want is I want people that we support and promote to do the same for us.
I wanted to give a kudos for, you know, we've talked a lot about education. I have a kudo. I had hoped maybe now might be a good time to do that. Middleton had a choir concert the other day, and they were singing patriotic songs like Battle Hymn of the Republic. So I wanted to give a kudos out to Mr. Child for pulling that off. That was amazing.
Tom Munn's having something nice to say about the schools.
My gosh, you know, I was in tears. They were standing up, and they were singing God Bless America, and, you know, like I said, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and everybody got up, and the kids were singing, and it was an amazing moment. I got to tell you, it brought me to my knees.
It brought me to my knees that that everybody's promoting Sean Hannity yesterday on Facebook, and we go to the Bundy Ranch, and besides Tea Party Bob, nobody promotes us. What are we, Tom? An order of asparagus? A side order of fries?
I love you,
Kevin. Look, we don't hold anything back on this program at 580KIDO.
Look, thank God,
Tom. My feelings were hurt. I'm a little cream puff. I'm an overly sensitive bell pepper.
Well, I'm going to be more sensitive to that now. I was asked by several different people to post that yesterday. And so if you want me to post something, my brother, you just go ahead and tell me about it, and I'll do it all day long. But I should.
Oh, my goodness. It's come to this that I have to meet with your people and my people and your people to get a post?
After all you've done for me, I'm just injured.
Anyway, Tom, any quick messages?
Well, I had one
that you'd
thing,
like to share.
You know,
oh boy!
Yeah, the Sheila Jackson in all her glory, her patriotic glory, hallelujah. She said that she wanted to use all of the United States resources to be able to bring the terrorists to justice. Number one, I just want to ask the American people and my good friends in Idaho, look up in the Constitution and find the enumerated power that says all resources should be used to bring terrorists down. And then tell me what that is. And that's all I got, Kevin. Thank you.
The charismatic Tom Munns with us at 580KIDO, who can handle the tough questions. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great one.
All right. Boy, that Tom Munns, he's got it going on, you know. He doesn't know what we're going to say, and he handled me like a pro. He's got a future in the politics. Anyway, Kevin Miller here at Rolling Hills Public Charter School. We would appreciate you to stop by today. They're having a big fundraiser, Kendall Ford, at noon today. Kendall Cares, great program to help these guys with their budgets and such. Don't forget, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, our friends from CapEd will be here to talk a little bit about supporting education, and it is so relevant and so valuable. And I know the governor had his education task force, and I really wonder if we could get those folks together with the grassroots people and come up with some type of solutions, because there is passion, rightfully so. And when we see the commercials, and it's, you know, the Albertsons Foundation, they, like I said, they advertise on all the stations, but this one, the one that actually covers education and doesn't just give it lip service, but they do have a point with their Don't Fail Idaho. We don't want Idaho to fail. In fact, I've been hearing from a lot of my sources that a lot of the new building going on is you have folks that are tired of what America has become and want a taste of what America was and could be again, and they're moving here to Idaho. And with that, you have different ideas and such. But what's one of the big hooks are schools. And we've met outstanding teachers, outstanding administrators. This is year two of this project that we put together. And it's you that listen, it's you that supports this program, and your humble bell pepper-shaped host, Kevin Miller. And I see this, it's time, I think, that we come up with the solutions at our level. And we've seen that with the rise of Tom Munns, of Tea Party Bob, of Steve Ackerman, of Patriot Ray, Jim from Star, these folks that have galvanized people. And if we can do that politically, whether it's left or right, and including our friend Liberal Steve, then there has to be a way to do it educationally, doesn't there? You talk to everyone, regardless of their political persuasion, and they care about the kids' school. Whether you're a parent or a non-parent like me, people get excited. And when you go to an activity, whether it's a debate, whether it's a play, whether it's something else, it gives us hope. And in the era where with the challenges that we face, we need that, and we need solutions. And that's our pledge as we move along. It is 7:19. Thank you all for joining us. 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Time to get you to work safely.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future.
Drive it up. Kevin, go.
brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us?
Now, from Rolling Hills Charter School in Boise, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, once again at Rolling Hills Charter School. Kevin Miller in the morning. 580 KIDO. Let's go to the phones. We go to Terry in State College, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Living the dream.
I am glad you're at the school. You are an American. You are a humanitarian in every sense of the word. I wanted to call and encourage you. Minuteman community met Tuesday evening. And someone asked me if I was Tea Party Bob. I wasn't sure how to respond to that. So, Bob, if you're listening, wow. But Mark from Minuteman RX came in, and he adamantly spent several minutes promoting KIDO to the crowd that was there, and I just thought that you would like to know that. And I encouraged everyone to get involved with the Kevin Miller Show. So, I don't know.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Calls
thank
or you. Won't you? Yeah, well, it was really
thank
enjoyable.
You for being thank you for being a giver and not a taker.
Well, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, when you give, you get twice as much back in life. And that's just the way it is. And the blessings just start to pile up, and before you know, it's all good. What can I say? My parents did that for me, and to this day I thank them over and over again. Kevin, you are the giver. You sit there every day and you give of yourself. You know, it's not about Kevin Miller. You know, it's about the issues. It's about the people. You know, and it really is one remarkable show. You know, I've lived all over the United States, and it's always about me, myself, and I, but that's not the case with you. And you have been a real blessing and a real inspiration to my family since we moved here. And I can't thank you enough. I really can't. But I just wanted to call and tell you the meeting the other night, I was asked if I was Tea Party Bob, and Mark got up and got on the soapbox and said, hey, you guys need to talk to Kevin Miller. He went on down the line, and people were very engaged and very interested. So hopefully you're going to see some other new faces and some new names popping up. You might not recognize them, but this was an intelligent crowd. It was an informed crowd. It's a motivated crowd of people. So we'll have new listeners. How about that?
Well, Terry, thank you for contributing to our outside marketing campaign.
Thank you very much, Kevin. You have a good day. Thanks for being there.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for being there. We appreciate our great friend Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. Now we go to the trending now conservative comedian, O, from Eagle. Good morning, O.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I called in with a solution to the Nigerian hostage girls crisis.
And if anybody can do it, it is our friend O from Eagle at 580 KIDO. Tell us what the solution is, O.
Well, if I'm understanding correctly, they're threatening to sell them. Is that not correct?
That is correct, sir.
I don't know how you sell 260 Nigerian girls, if it's Craigslist or eBay or something. But do you know how much they're asking?
Oh boy, no, I don't. Oh.
Well, it's going to be okay, Kevin. This isn't going to turn out bad. Well, first off, it can't be that much that they're asking. So whatever it is, we should just buy the girls, purchase the girls, and then just return them to their families. Crisis solved. No problem.
Well, we could just use some of the money that we're printing.
Yeah, we got plenty of it, apparently.
I was scared for a moment there, O.
We don't need to overthink it, Kevin. That's my solution of the day.
Hey, before you go, how's it going with your agents and your big premiere? Are you still do you need me to call Barry Peterson? Can I give you a good word with you opening up for Senator Paul up north?
Yes, absolutely. Barry Peterson would be the phone call, but I'm taking some of his crew to lunch today, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, you let us know, because we want to support your act when you're on the Tonight Show. Hey, I hear, what is it? What's his name? The English guy is leaving the show after Letterman. Is it true that you might be in contention for that?
That's definitely not true. Not true.
Well, we had to make up something to get through this segment.
Well, I appreciate your help immensely. God bless you, Kevin.
God bless you. Well, we need to get you back on Saturday sometime soon.
Let me know, brother.
All right. Our great friend O from Eagle, the trending now conservative comedian. we always appreciate his intelligence, his humor, and the sparkle that he brings us here. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're at Rolling Hills Public Charter School in Boise. It's like old home day for me. Really enjoy the folks here. A lot of kids coming in. You'll be hearing them in the background, which is great. But I do want to thank our friends at CapEd. I do want to thank you for making this happen as we continue to promote our schools here in the Treasure Valley. Phone numbers, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll hear from more parents and educators. In addition to that, is it time to regulate conservative media? Apparently now we're taking a look at a movement by the Federal Elections Committee. They're vowing to fight this, but the government is a little upset that folks on the right, their influence is growing in the media, particularly on the internet, particularly Matt Drudge, and we're proud to be a part of. In fact, I'm going to make an overture to him this week and possibly get him on very soon, if not next week, hopefully the week after, our friend Sean Hannity. They mentioned him, how they're trying to regulate speech, and perhaps, as he talked about yesterday, go after his radio show. And once they go after the big guys, they'll be coming after us as well. So we must protect speech, whether we agree with it or not. But we'll tell you about that movement next as the feds attempt to crack down on conservative thought and media. We'll find out about that and more next. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Our schools secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us?
Now, from Rolling Hills Charter School in Boise, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right. Thank you very much, Ray Amaya. Here at the cafeteria, hanging out with the children's, having a good time with Hotel Ryan, Kevin Miller in the morning at Rolling Hills Charter School. Before we talk to our next guest, let's go back to the phones. We're talking about the situation in Nigeria. Do you want your government involved in this at 580KIDO? We go to Patriot Ray. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. You know, oh, has it close. You know, we're going to spend, I don't know how many millions, maybe billions of dollars going there, which we shouldn't go anyway. But why don't we just purchase them and then give them back to the family? Of course, that would be extortion. I mean, we're not supposed to do those kind of things. But, you know, it's kind of a crazy situation. Our government is willing to jump in on everything to help everybody else, but they won't even help our service people here. They won't protect the people who actually serve this great nation, and they won't take care of them after they've gotten back from a war or some of these police actions they make them go to over and over again. I mean, it's just an insane situation, Kevin, and I don't know what's going on with our government. They're just all complicit in trying to destroy us, and they're doing a darn good job of it. This president is a fiasco. He's just insane, and we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Well, I'm glad.
Well, I had to take a little hiatus, and I won't be able to stay for the whole segment, but I'll be here as long as I can. But I've got a friend that needs some help, so I will be having to leave a little bit early, but I'll be there most of the time, and just looking forward to being with you again. And I post a lot of things about you and asking people to support the Kevin Miller Show. And here you are, and all this stuff. And I'm
you shouldn't be hurt. It's because I caught Tom promoting everything but this show.
Yeah. Okay.
And you and Ray Jr. and your great friends and family. I'm honored and humbled that you guys support us and Tea Party Bob. I wish there were, you know, more people like y'all, because, you know, we don't have the big billboards. We don't have the commercials. We don't give away money. Wah, wah, wah. We just have to earn it each and every day. So it makes us appreciate what we have. And the fact, sir, that you have taken time out to, whether it's donate pet food, whether it's to donate food, whether it's to say, hey, listen to my friend Kevin, is a tribute to you and what you do. And you're opposite of what we have in our society today. You're a giver, and you're what America used to be. You give. We need more givers like you and less takers, and our society would be better off.
Well, what I want is to be able to give our children a future, our children and grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, because right now, the way things are going and the way things look, none of our families are going to have a future, because this government is doing, in my eyes, everything they can to destroy us. They want to bring all the illegals in and make them legal. They want to take jobs away from those who really need them. They will not support our military. They're cutting out our armed forces to we're making them a skeleton crew. They're diversifying us so much all over the world that we would not stand a chance to defend ourselves here if we had a real attack. We'd have to regroup. We don't even build things anymore, Kevin. I mean, you're so worried about greenhouse gases.
Well, Ray, you and I have talked about this. Let's face it. I mean, NAFTA and GATT, you know, that was the beginning of the end, and we got to bring it back. And, you know, that's the challenge that you have, that I have, is, you know, the negative stuff is out there, but we've got to come up with solutions. You've come up with solutions in your own life. We've got to get that magic to our local communities, to our state communities, to the national communities. It starts each and every day with us.
And my situation is I have the faith that the people of the United States can turn this around. If they will really look to their God and their fellow man as a helper, not someone to be fearful of, not someone that is prejudiced all the time. I don't have a prejudice bone in my body. And you know my last name, and you know that I've been through some situations in my life that have affected me as far as being prejudiced against me. So we just going to keep fighting. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep coming to the show because we want this to be successful for you and for the people of Idaho. So thanks so much for what you do, Kevin. We appreciate it. If nobody else does, we know a lot of people that do. So keep going forward.
Patriot Ray, God bless. Thank you, sir.
God bless. Thank you. Bye.
All right. We'll see our friend Patriot Ray on Saturday here at 580KIDO, 5 to 8, the Saturday program. Maybe we'll call it the Mother's Day special. And as we salute moms, get ready for the race for the cure. We're joined now by Jennifer Fears, parent and school board member at Rolling Hills Charter School. Good to have you with us, ma'am.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
You know, I love this, that you're multitasking. You're drinking coffee. You're getting ready for your radio interview. And, in fact, you're signing checks.
Signing checks, yes. That's my – I multitask probably everything I have to.
Right.
I have two twins, and they're here in third grade, and I have a sixth grader, actually. So I'm pretty busy. Plus, I'm a full-time student board member, and I have a job. So it's sort of – that's why Joy is chasing me down the hall with my checks to sign this morning. So.
Well, you know, for people listening at 580KIDO, this is all about education. And the challenges that you have, let's say, in a charter school as opposed to other schools, and, you know, we're all here to promote education, so you're actually signing checks. What's that about?
Well, I'm signing checks this morning because I'm a board member, so rather than being governed by the district that way, we have board members that were either appointed or elected to the board, and we sort of watch over the school and run the business.
Right, and what brought you here to this school?
Well, that's an interesting story. That was my oldest one.
I hope it is an interesting story because if we're counting on the host to be interesting, we're in for a long morning.
No, so. you're already pretty interesting. So my oldest one is in sixth grade here. And when he was in kindergarten at another school, he sort of was identified with some special needs like sensory integration. And turns out he has Asperger's syndrome.
Right.
So this school is a school of integration, and they really keep him in the classroom and learning with his friends and peers, and it's just a much better environment, and it benefits the kids that have some sort of special need as much, if not more, than it benefits my son and other kids with special needs.
You know, it's fascinating. When we were growing up, there wasn't really the concept of integration of special needs.
Yeah.
And then you had the movement towards mainstreaming. And we've kind of seen our society really better because of it. We're much more sensitive than
yes.
we were when there was segregation going on.
Yes, it's much better, and it does. It is better for everybody's kids, not just my son. And when he was in the kindergarten at the other school, which I won't name,
sure.
he was in a special education room, and he was there was a, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. It works for some schools. It just doesn't work for my child. And the kids with special needs were sort of stuffed in this little room off to the side all day with, you know, I don't know, they weren't challenged. They were
right.
left to sort of, not alone, but left to sort of fit into a mold of special education where I wanted more for my son. And the only way you're going to get that is in a charter school or in a private school, quite frankly.
Right, and at 580KIDO, as much as we would like to, you know, look at the special needs. We have to understand that through the eventually they've got to look after themselves,
right,
and to be in society, a productive
right.
member
exactly.
of society. So they need to start at a young age.
Exactly. And I have 2 third graders here as well, and they could probably go to school anywhere, honestly, but this is the best. I think we have the best situation here. It's a great school, great kids. We have great teachers, and our administrators, amazing. So,
well, he had tough shoes to fill.
Yeah, he did. He did, but he's amazing. He really is. So
now, and we're talking about Rolling Hills Charter School, but in addition to that, we also talk about education itself. It's mm-hmm. been in the news.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the stories about the controversies, the Common Core, the Props 1, 2, and 3, the teachers, as someone right now who has kids in the school, what goes on in your mind as a parent?
For me, you know, I'm also a full-time student at BSU right now. I decided to kind of go back and set an example for my kids.
You decided you didn't have enough to do.
I didn't have enough to do, Kevin, so I'm back. So, I mean, when I think about the Common Core, I sort of, as a parent, I feel like it's a one-size-fits-all sort of mold, and I don't like it.
Right. And there are a lot of people that are very concerned about it, and we hear from them all the time here at 580KIDO. If you were the czar of education, what would be the solution? Because, you know, we've had the governor's task force, mm-hmm. we've had these props, we've had politicians running on education issues. But, I mean, you work in it every day. Is there a magic solution?
I don't think there's a magic solution. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all for everybody. I think it has to be addressed from school to school.
Right.
And really at that level, because kids are different in every school, educators are different at every school. I just think it has to be addressed at the level. Now, our charter school is totally different than the charter schools in our area. There's no way we could all follow exactly the same mold. So I don't see how you could do that with a district either.
At 580KIDO, you know, it is a challenge, and we've had people that want to expand charter schools. You've had charter mm-hmm. schools that have closed. It's a fight.
It is a fight.
Is it worth it?
Yes, it's worth it. My kids are accelerating academically. They're, you know, a notch above the rest because they get great attention, and I think socially they're also going to come out as productive, good little humans going into high school and college and then on to be an adult, which is what we all strive for.
I
think every parent wants the best for their child. I don't think every school is perfect all the time, but I think our school is as good as it can get.
Right.
I think parents, the teachers here, I think everyone's on the same page right now. Our school is in a really great place, and we're doing a great job for the kids. It's an everyday thing. You can't just, you know, write a schedule, a mold, and let the ship run. You have to drive it every day.
Well, Jennifer, we appreciate anything else that you'd like to share. We want to remind everyone some of the innovative approaches, and we see this in a lot of the schools that we're going to. We have people actively fundraising, whether it's, you know, because of the budget cuts, whether it's because of their charter schools or homeschools or parochial schools. I mean, this test drive thing today.
Yeah, it's really great.
You're urging people to come by at noon today to test drive?
Test drive a car. It's just to raise money for the kids. There's no pressure to buy anything. It's just all in fun. And we could raise up to $6,000. And in our little charter school, that's a whole bunch of money. So we encourage you to get down here and drive a car.
All right, Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How about a check or two for myself and Hotel Ryan?
Well, unfortunately, Joy didn't put any in here that were written to you guys, but if there was, I'd hand them over. So, right?
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right, you're listening to 580KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us?
Now, from Rolling Hills Charter School in Boise, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, good morning. Here in the cafeteria, Hotel Ryan distracting me as we're having some nice banana snacks. Kevin Miller in the morning, always a kid at 580KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And coming up, we'll hear from our friends at CapEd. In addition to that, we want to thank them for their support. And really our mission here is to highlight the great works going on in the Treasure Valley. And I know that you proudly support our great station, Idaho's first radio station, We've got Glenn, and we've got Dave, and we have Sean. And really, part of the evolution of what we're doing is not just highlighting the challenges, but looking at solutions. And let's face it, the past few years, the education community has been in the headlines. You hear about them on the radio. People talk about it. But our goal here is to go at the ground grassroots level and really hear what's going on. It's very easy to vilify, not so easy to have a dialogue, which is what we hope to do each and every day, and especially every Thursday. We're very proud of this program here at 580KIDO. Coming up, we'll have Fox News at the top of the hour, but it is 7:58. Let's get you to work safely and on. You know, I just got my car washed. Come on, Larry. Anyway, Kevin Miller, Rolling Hills Charter School, 580KIDO. Good morning.